Hey, this is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. You know, this week I was checking our web stream just to make sure the audio and video quality were adequate for internet, and it truly was. It was great, in my opinion. I mean, it was good enough for internet, right? The only problem I saw was me. I looked at an image of me on there, and from the angle of that camera, it was a little different than the angle of the mirror that I have. I don't really see, you know, it's hard to see yourself sideways in the mirror unless you're one of those people that have them angled. And I could see the hair curling around the back and realized, man, it had been a long time since my last haircut. Or the hair had really grown fast. But at any rate, it was time. And so I immediately picked up the phone, made a haircut appointment. You know, when we look in the mirror, we can't see exactly what we look like, but we can see some of what we look like. And a person would be very foolish to look in the mirror and have some things that you could fix and just go, eh. But yet the Bible says when we look in the mirror of His Word, that is when we open up the Bible and the Word of God is read, or we read it, and the Holy Spirit reveals to us what we look like to our Abba Father. It would be so foolish to walk away and just forget it. But instead, that's where repentance comes from. We see ourselves the way God sees us, and we say, Lord, have mercy. Forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me. You know, take away this sin and creating me a clean heart, God. And we begin to pray those things. And God does the amazing. I remember making a house visit. I've been a pastor a long time, pastored many churches. But one of those churches I visited, there was a lady come to the door who hadn't yet put her makeup on. Now, this was an attractive lady, normally. But what I saw when she came to the door was very different than what I see or saw out in public, and she hadn't yet put her makeup on, and she hadn't yet fixed her hair. And so I left that property thinking, Lord, that lady is an artist. She's incredible with makeup and whatever it is that she does. It's truly amazing. Well, I don't have that ability. I wish that I did, because that would change a lot of things. But God can. God can take the old us, our old nature, and He is shaping us into something beautiful. He is the Creator God, and He's taken our brokenness, and He's taken our sinfulness, and He's taken our impatience, and He's taken our strong-willed hearts, and He's shaping us into the image of His Son. And so this is just a thought that I had as I was looking and thought, man, physically, Joe, you're looking a little rough. But it reminded me of all the times that I've looked in the Word of God, and God said, man, you need some work. We need to work on a few things. And I'd confess and ask God to forgive me. And so let's look into the mirror and look our best. It's a little easier for some than others, but when it comes to looking into the Word of God and having the Holy Spirit shape us and make us into the image of Christ, we can all look more beautiful, because we can all look more like Jesus. We can all walk in the Spirit, and we can all say no to our old natures, and we can all allow God to shape us into something more beautiful. Have a blessed weekend.